The method you choose will now allow you to make any final tweaks if you're still seeing less than stellar sleep due to your child needing your help to fall asleep, or if there are things you want to change along the way, like dropping a feed, for example, or lengthening out those early morning wakings. It's at this point you will want to figure out how you're going to respond when your baby wakes. In choosing a plan, you must be comfortable with following it so that you can be consistent. For most parents, when they think of their level of comfort, they are really thinking about their baby crying and what they will want to do. The good news is the crying goes away. Okay, the bad news is that the crying does happen, even with the gentlest of methods. It makes sense, right? You may be about to change things drastically, especially if you've been bouncing, rocking, and feeding your baby to sleep. The way to protest change is to cry. It doesn't mean the change is bad, it just means it's change. So you will be changing how you respond to your baby, and that may produce some tears. Now, I've spoken about why your baby may be crying in another lesson, but it's important to understand that the methods presented here are the ones that we have found work again and again and are fully supported by our consultants here at Good Night Sleep Site. Now, provided you are focusing on all the other pieces of the sleep training toolkit, right? Daytime sleep, conducive environment, and age-appropriate bedtimes, your baby may respond way better than you would imagine. And I promise your baby will still love you in the morning. Now, keep in mind, at about 4 to 6 months of age, nutritionally, your baby doesn't need any more than one feed per night. That includes, like I said before, that early morning feed. By 6 months of age, you can be working towards eliminating all feeds throughout the night, provided baby is thriving and mom doesn't have any issues with her milk supply. For added confirmation and reassurance, you can always check with your doctor. Here is where I want you to sit down with your partner and talk about the methods. You are a team. Everyone needs to be on board and support each other. Do your research and choose the right method for your family. You will use an approach where you are working on helping your baby fall asleep independently and when you're ready to remove feeds. At the end of the day, you have to trust your parental gut, okay? And if you feel you need to go in and check on your baby, then do so. But definitely give the method at least 7 days of being consistent to see results. So, let's dive right in with the first one. Hi, I'm Alana McGinn, founder of Good Night Sleep Site, and this was just a small part of one of my audio lessons in my Do It At Your Own Pace sleep programs. All lessons in our online sleep programs have full audio lessons where I'm explaining each step of the way so that I'm able to come along with you throughout the process. It's an affordable solution for parents who want the plan, who want the exact schedules, methods, and solutions to help your child sleep better for your child's specific age. In this lesson of the Goodnight Baby Sleep Guide, I go over in detail the 3 Goodnight approved methods we use and have been using with families since 2007. You can access full instructions for all 3 methods, wait it out, pause and peek, and sit and settle, that you can download and print to review and follow easily. You can take the time to read through each method and step and choose the best sleep training method for you and your family. Also included in our DIY program is full written and audio instructions on all 4 key Goodnight Sleep Site sleep tools plus bonuses. For this full audio lesson and all audio lessons in this program, including your baby sleep guide, click the link below to get started. I've been working with families to help their babies, toddlers, children, teens, and adults sleep better since 2007. I'm here to tell you that you're not alone in your sleep struggles. We've helped thousands of parents going through the same sleep issues as you are, and I tell you that to help you feel better in knowing that you're not alone. Reach out or find out more information at goodnightsleepsite.com.